Hello, and welcome to the I Know News for November 2017. The Bluegrass Council for the Blind's Thanksgiving gathering will be Wednesday, November 22nd, and we'll be having a special Thanksgiving dinner in the community room at the Bluegrass Council for the Blind from noon until 2 p.m. We won't be having a speaker for this event. We'll simply enjoy lunch and each other's company. Typically, peer support group meetings aren't held in November, but we'll be offering a Thanksgiving meal this year, and that's thanks to an anonymous donor. We'll be serving turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable sides, and pie for dessert. Please RSVP for this event no later than noon on November 8th, since we'll need time to plan and to order food. Remember to renew your BCB membership for 2018. The end of 2017 is rapidly approaching, and it's time to start thinking about renewing your membership or joining the BCB as a member for the very first time. Members are crucial to the development and leadership of the organization. Our members provide guidance and leadership of the organization and programs. For as little as $10 per year, you can become a part of the community that is changing lives of the blind and visually impaired. Membership with the BCB also includes membership with the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. Together, you will be connected with thousands of individuals who provide support and share information about issues related to vision loss. Call our office today at 859-259-1834 to request a membership application by mail, or visit our website at bcbky.org to download and print an application from home. It's time for the KCB State Convention. The 44th Annual Kentucky Council of the Blind Conference and Convention will be November 17th through the 18th at the Ramada Inn North, 1041 Zorn Avenue in Louisville. ACB Treasurer David Trott from Talladega, Alabama, will be our national guest. The weekend will be packed with exhibits, technology, workshops, food, and fun. Call the Ramada at 502-897-5101 to make your reservations, and be sure to say you're with the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Watch for convention details on the KCB News email list, the KCB Facebook page, and on Soundprints. A big thank you to the Kentucky Colonels. The BCB would like to thank the Kentucky Colonels for supporting the BCB and making the purchase of our new meeting room refrigerator possible. If you don't know about the Kentucky Colonels, they're an organization of talented and capable men and women appointed by the governor because of their citizenship and service. Their primary objective is to support Kentucky nonprofits like the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. The KNFB Reader app is an essential tool for anyone with a vision impairment. It reads everything from restaurant menus, personal mail, signs, medicine bottles, food labels, and much more. Here's how it works. You simply take a picture of any text with your device, and the app reads it aloud or displays it with a connected braille display. The app uses high-quality speech-to-text and OCR for accuracy. The app helps you take a clear photo with viewfinder assist, tilt assist, and automatic text detection. It navigates by line, sentence, word, or character, and has synchronized text highlighting. If you'd like to learn more about how to use this incredible app, join our own Sam Seavey for an instructive class on Wednesday, November 29th from 1 until 2 p.m. Sam will also be showing those that are interested in how to use a USB flash drive in a Kentucky Talking Book Library digital audio player to listen to the BCB newsletter. If you don't have an audio player and would like one, we can assist you with an application to submit to the Kentucky Talking Book Library Service to receive one. Please call us at 859-259-1834 to RSVP. Have you used our audiobook lending library? We have several donated books on CD available to borrow. Check out the list on our website at bcbky.org/audiobooks-lending-library. And please note, audiobooks must be picked up in person and cannot be mailed. For all loaned items, including audiobooks, we require a consumer intake form and signed loan agreement form on file. Give us a call at 859-259-1834 for book availability or to place a book on hold for pickup. The BCB is collecting plastic lids for recycling. The Bluegrass Council of the Blind is assisting the Lexington Lions Club with collecting plastic lids to recycle and turn into park benches to be placed in Masterson Station Park, where the Lions Club hosts the Bluegrass Fair each year. Any amount you can donate would be greatly appreciated. This keeps the plastic out of our landfills and creates a lifelong bench for people to enjoy. Lids that are accepted include medicine bottle lids, milk jug caps, detergent caps, hairspray caps, toothpaste tube caps, drink bottle caps, condiment flip-top caps, peanut butter lids, yogurt container lids, well, you get the idea. Please deliver the lids for donation loose in bags and not attached to the containers that they came off of. If you have any questions about what lids are acceptable, please give us a call at 859-259-1834. Hey, get ready for a holiday meal with pork ribs and delicious sides. The BCB will be hosting its annual holiday party on Thursday, December 7th from noon until 3. The council will provide the pork ribs, sides, and drinks, and members can bring a dessert to share if they wish, but it's not required. Come prepared to have a great time and celebrate with your BCB family. And back by popular demand will be the rousing game of Dirty Santa. If you wish to receive a gift in the Dirty Santa game, please participate by bringing a wrapped gift valued at $10 for someone else to open. But remember that whatever gift you open may be stolen by another player. And that's why it's called Dirty Santa. We'll also have volunteers on hand to administer end-of-year surveys at this event, and we appreciate your participation, as it helps us with grant requests and reports. Now be sure to RSVP for this event by noon on Tuesday, December 5th or earlier if you can. And keep in mind that only guests that bring a gift will be able to participate in the Dirty Santa game. We'll be checking in gifts and giving tickets to play the game at the door in the BCB community room. Now, here's some upcoming dates to remember. November 17th through the 18th is the 44th annual KCB State Convention. It's going to be held at the Ramada Inn North in Louisville. On November 22nd, it's the BCB Thanksgiving Gathering, held from noon until 2 p.m. On November 29th, the KNFB Reader App Class and assistance with the Kentucky Talking Books Digital Audio Player is going to be held by our own Sam Seavey from noon until 2 p.m. December 7th brings the BCB December Membership Meeting and Dirty Santa Gift Exchange. That's on December 7th from noon until 3 p.m. On December 12th, Sherry Pruitt will be giving a presentation and demonstration on the ORCAM from 1 until 2 p.m. She'll be showing off the new features that were recently added to the ORCAM. And on February 8th of next year, our very own Tess Flynn will be leading a cooking class where she'll be focusing on measuring ingredients and using the oven. Now, limited space is available for this class, so RSVP by calling 859-259-1834. A quick note, the BCB's making a change to offer only Coca-Cola products at meetings and events. Items needed for peer support include cans of Coke, Coke brand beverages, especially Coke and Diet Coke, bottled water, paper towels, paper plates, and trash bags. And that's it for the November 2017 edition of the I Know News, a production of the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to talking again next month.